Hi everyone, hope you're keeping well. I'd like to recite a poem that I recently came across entitled My Cigarette, My Friend by Joel Spitzer. How do you feel about a friend who has to go everywhere with you? Not only does he tag along all the time, but since he is so offensive and vulgar, you become unwelcome with him. He has a peculiar odor that sticks to you wherever you go. Others think both of you stink. He controls you totally. When he says jump, you jump. Sometimes in the middle of a blizzard or storm, he wants you to come to the store and pick him up. You will give your spouse hell if he or she did that to you all the time. But you can't argue with your friend. Sometimes when you are out at the movie or play, he says he wants you to go stand in the lobby with him and miss important scenes. Since he calls all the shots in your life, you go. Your friend does not like your choice of clothing either. Instead of politely telling you that you have lousy taste, he burns little holes in this item so you will want to throw them out. Sometimes he tires of your furniture and gets rid of it too. Occasionally, he gets really nasty and decides the whole house must go. He gets pretty expensive to support. Not only in his knack of property, destruction costly, but you must pay to keep him with you. In fact, he will cost you thousands of dollars over your lifetime, and you can count on one thing, he will never pay you a penny in return. Often, at picnics, you watch others play vigorous activities and having lots of fun doing them, but your friend won't let you. He does not believe in physical activity. In his opinion, you are too old to have that kind of fun, so kind of sits on your chest and makes it difficult for you to breathe. Now you don't want to go off and play with others when you can't breathe, do you? Your friend does not believe in being healthy. He is really repulsed by the thought of you living a long and productive life, so every chance he gets, he makes you sick. He helps you catch colds and flus, not only by running out in the middle of the lousy weather to pick him up at the store. He's more creative than that. He carries thousands of poisons with him, which he constantly blows in your face. When you inhale some of them, they wipe cilia in your lungs, which will have helped prevent these diseases. But colds and flus are just his form of child's play. He especially likes diseases that slowly cripple you, like emphysema. He considers this disease great. Once he gets you to have this, you will give up all your other friends, family, career goals, activities, everything. You will just sit home, caress him, tell him what a great friend he is while you desperately gasp for air. But eventually, your friend tires of you. He decides he no longer wishes to have you in his company. Instead of letting you go separately, he decides to kill you. He has a wonderful arsenal of weapons behind him. In fact, he has been plotting your death since the day you met him. He picked all the top killers in society and did everything in his power to ensure you would get one of them. He overworked your heart and lungs. He clogged up your arteries to your heart, brain, and every other part of your body. In case you were too strong to accept this, he constantly exposes you to cancer-causing agents. He knew he would get you sooner or later. Well, this is the story of your friend, your cigarette. No real friend will do this to you. Cigarettes are the worst possible enemies you ever had. They are expensive, addictive, socially unacceptable, and deadly. Consider all of this and never take another puff. Joel Spitzer. I think this poem, he really killed it. Let me hear your opinion, share it with your friends, and let's see how it goes. Cheers.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.